U.S. Embassy charged the affairs David Renz, who is wrapping up his stay in South Sudan this week, says the U.S. will be left with no option but to impose sanctions against individuals who would continue to obstruct the peace process in South Sudan. Renz says some leaders are not happy with the sanctions and U.N. Security Council arms embargo because they don't like to be called out for failing to do what they said they would do.
We will continue to support this country to the degree that we can, but we're also going to continue to look for ways to do it in ways that don't enable behavior that simply continues to stall and try and run out the clock, or whatever metaphor you want to use. Now, one of the tools we've used, it's blunt, but we've used it, is sanctions. Whether it has any real impact on the individual's ability to do things or not. For some of the individuals we sanction, they certainly believe it has impacted them.
Ambassador Renz says the South Sudan government seems to condone impunity by not holding the perpetrators of violence accountable, citing the example of the commissioners of Cochin and Mayandit counties in Unity State. He says both men have continued to serve in their post even after the ceasefire monitoring body concluded Cochin County Commissioner Kong Biel and Mayandit County Commissioner Galwang Nyang were responsible for instigating deadly violence that occurred in Laer County 2 months ago.
I have spoken out publicly asking why the commissioners in Cochin and Mayandit County are not being held accountable for what is absolutely clear is their role in the violence out there. At a minimum, they should be suspended from their office pending South Sudan's investigation into their conduct. They shouldn't be allowed to continue to fuel this conflict. That suggests we've got problems of political will. We need to change that dynamic. If that dynamic changes, the whole range of possibilities open. But the time to change that dynamic is running out.
Renz says the U.S. government wants to see full implementation of key provisions of the Political Parties Act, the Permanent Constitution, and the graduation of unified forces as stipulated in the peace deal so that the Biden administration can support elections scheduled to be held next year. South Sudan government spokesperson Michael McQuay told this program yesterday the recent decision by the UN Security Council to extend its arms embargo and targeted sanctions on certain South Sudanese individuals forces a major challenge to graduating unified forces, saying the forces have no guns. Renz says a lack of guns is not the problem in South Sudan.
The problem in South Sudan is not a shortage of weapons, not for the military, not for the civilians, not for the militias. I've been told that Chairman Tut himself at one point admitted that this country has more than enough arms to arm its military. The position of the U.S. on the arms embargo, not just the administration, but the Congress, has been that it should stay in place until this country completes a peaceful transition to a democratically elected government by fully implementing the revitalized peace agreement that the leaders of this country agreed to, committed to, and promised to abide by.
Ambassador Renz says the recent UN Security Council to renew sanctions and an arms embargo on South Sudan provides an opportunity to apply for exceptions with proper justification if the country actually needs weapons to graduate unified forces.
Recognition was made that it might actually be a bit strict, that, for example, non-lethal assistance would be necessary, could be necessary, and shouldn't have to go through a cumbersome exemption process that will enable countries to, for example, provide uniforms and boots and other items that are also necessary for standing up the necessary unified forces. They can't ask for that. The country never has. They've never requested an exemption. If they've got a reasonable need for those weapons, we would consider a request for an exemption. That there were reasonable controls, that this wouldn't just be a subterfuge for supplying weapons to the very unauthorized people you say already have more than they need.
Renz called on the government to redouble its efforts to make the graduation of unified forces happen so that the people know it is serious about its commitment to fully implement the peace deal. The parties have yet to complete several chapters of the agreement, including one on governance, another on permanent security arrangements, and chapter 4 on the economic reforms and the justice system. The agreement mandates that the transitional government organize elections 60 days before the end of the current transitional period, in order to establish a democratically elected government. In January last year, President Salva Kiir's office said the parties agreed to extend the transitional period up to 2023 to allow full implementation of the critical task. The office of the president said the government was not prepared to organize elections, which initially were supposed to take place this year. The president's office said more time is needed to reorganize institutions in charge of democratic reforms. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Juba.